Hello and welcome back to Zach Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie, and on today's show, we're going to be putting a spotlight on the world of virtual reality and discussing three new cool applications of the budding VR technology that I have personally learned about over the past few weeks. So listen, I mean, we all know VR is cool. This is a tech-focused show. You are a techie probably, or at least interested in the tech space. Whether you are a believer in the VR technology boom from the get-go or a late converter, I think we all know by now that virtual reality has progressed significantly over the past few years and has really created different platforms where there are truly immersive digital experiences. And I think along with that, we must also realize that the applications for VR now extend well beyond gaming. Yes, Ready Player One was actually pretty good. I didn't go in with high expectations. I was impressed. And I think the most common, or I don't have facts to back that up, but I think, you know, on a day-to-day basis, things like the PlayStation VR are probably the most popular products for consumers to actually get their hands on a VR device. But these are obviously far from the only things happening right now. And I want to just take a quick second to say I was kind of inspired by this story by someone we'll be speaking with on the Friday Finish Line podcast here in a little bit. Sometime over the next couple weeks, you'll hear that story. Someone who works on the ETF side of things with one of the first VR-focused funds available to retail investors. We'll have more on applications and how the technology works and the future of the industry. But I've also just kind of noticed companies are starting to experiment with VR more, AR as well, augmented reality. These applications are starting to become more every day in public spaces, available for less money, available in some cases to use for free, part of different experiences where you wouldn't have expected them maybe 1 or 2 years ago. They're just out there now. And I want to put the spotlight on some of these, you know, saying they're out there now. I don't want to say you haven't realized them, because maybe you've seen them, or maybe you've had an opportunity to actually put your hands on them or hands on a VR device or experience VR in one of the things I'm about to mention. I've just spotlighted these three because they've either been in the news recently, they've rolled out recently, or I've learned about them recently, or a combination of all of them, really. I think it's important to do this and to think about these because even though these things are more public, for most people, I think it's still a treat. VR is still a treat. It's still a once in a while type of thing. You either know someone with like an Oculus or a PlayStation VR and you go over there for, you know, a gaming party, or you have an opportunity to experience one. I'm just like picturing a very generic setup at a mall where someone is like allowing people to test it out at the Brookstone store or whatever. And so, yeah, it's becoming more widespread, but, you know, not everyone is still interacting with these things on a day-to-day basis. So it is still kind of that commodity. And so I just wanted to kind of share a few cool things of where you might see or might have the opportunity to experience VR next. And I guess we'll start actually at the mall, but we'll start not at the cool gadget store. We're actually going to start at the old traditional department store where VR is really being used to kind of shake up the retail experience. So just think about for retail, especially large items. So think furniture, as we'll get to here. A very specific store using it for their furniture shopping experience. But think about what VR can do for furniture retail. First of all, it saves space. So now a furniture store, a place that sells furniture, doesn't have to be this big expansive warehouse. It can have smaller inventory there on site because you can experience and look at and interact with furniture and interior design setups in this virtual reality platform. And to me, that also cuts down, or would logically cut down on returns, unsatisfied customers, and probably promote more sales because you can actually visualize furniture in different spaces better, which helps you kind of feel out how it's going to look in your own home or your own room a little bit better. So the company that I want to spotlight here that's actually doing this very same thing right now is Macy's. Macy's is using a full actual VR headset to demo furniture to customers in some of its stores. And that's cool because we've seen other retailers implement augmented reality where you can kind of look to see how one piece of furniture might look in a living room or, you know, what have you. Macy's is using a full headset to kind of give you that full room experience. Tip of the cap to the likes like Amazon, IKEA, Target that have implemented AR. But Macy's going the full VR platform. You have these little tablets in the headset, and then you can kind of test designs on the tablet by kind of entering the space through this virtual reality device. Macy's rolled this out a few months ago. I don't have the information in front of me as to the extent of the rollout, but they announced last week, kind of in tandem with an announcement that they'll be partnering with Facebook on bringing a bunch of e-commerce brands into a few stores. They also announced that they'll be expanding this virtual reality experience right in time for the holiday season. So rolled out a few months ago, already expanding it. Clearly they like it or it's working. So a really cool thing. And you know, that's something that you might be able to experience here if you're in the market for new furniture. And that's not something you're gonna have to go pay to experience. Yes, you're shopping for furniture, but you know, I don't think they're charging you $1 a minute to try it out on the headset. That's just kind of part of the experience of furniture shopping now at Macy's. So definitely really cool. With that, I want to pivot to a new industry, which is travel. For me, in terms of travel, and think specifically here, airlines, VR kind of goes back to its roots. It's there for entertainment, but it's also there for comfort. Obviously, flying on an airplane is a really anxiety-inducing experience for a lot of people for a number of reasons. Some people are just straight up afraid of heights. Some people are afraid of the whole, or just kind of anxious about the whole process, uncomfortable in their seats, uncomfortable with the noises, the people around them, the tight, close quarters. You know, being able to put on a VR headset and immerse yourself in a different environment while you're on a plane could be very comforting to people. And with that, I'll put the spotlight on Alaska Airlines, which announced this week that it will be doing this very thing, offering first-class passengers on a few of its routes as part of a pilot program the opportunity to wear VR headsets while on the plane. It's a partnership with a company called Skylights. It's a tech startup that thinks that VR on planes is a great idea. This is exactly what they're focused on. They've worked with some foreign airlines before. Alaska is going to be the first domestic airline to implement the technology. It's a smaller type of headset than maybe you've experienced before. It's not a full head wraparound type of thing. But the idea behind Skylights' vision here is that it helps isolate people from the noise of the airplanes and isolating you kind of from the sights as well. So you're kind of getting blocked off from the sights and sounds, which I said can be very stressful for a lot of people. I am one of them, definitely. And you can kind of relax in whatever virtual reality experience you choose to be in. And like I said, rolling that experience out to a couple of its routes as kind of a pilot program, no pun intended there. And yeah, I mean, think of it. I mean, people like to use noise canceling headphones, especially on airplanes. This is kind of just another step up from that. So I think it's a really logical place for VR to fit in. And finally, I just want to kind of say this isn't necessarily an industry like the retail and the travel, but think of VR as having the ability to mimic the online experience, the digital experience that we have on a day-to-day basis in our regular world. So you like popping open your laptop and browsing the web. That's something that slowly but surely is being replicated in virtual reality environments as well. Just last week, Mozilla unveiled Firefox Reality, which is a new web browser for virtual and augmented reality hardware. So far, it's actually kind of just mimicking the 2D platform in the virtual reality space, but they're hoping to roll out support for 360 video at some point. And while mimicking that 2D experience is kind of what it's rooted in. You can imagine when you're in a headset, it's a little bit different. So among other things, Mozilla has made it easier to find virtual and augmented reality games through the browser. It's got a feed right there, kind of on basically the homepage, which points you in that direction. Like I said, it's hoping to roll out 360 video support soon. It can be operated by voice command. Obviously, pointing and clicking and typing are different experiences in a virtual reality world. So voice command has a new kind of power there. And so that's really cool. I mean, think of throwing on a headset and being able to still use the same types of browsers and programs that you're accustomed to, but now you're surfing the web online in an immersive experience. I can see this kind of transitioning into the broader PC experience where you will have the same kind of Windows-based click to open, click to exit type of platform that we're really accustomed to. Maybe have two programs running at once and be able to click through them, swap through them with your voice command. Could be some really interesting applications there that I think Mozilla has kind of taken the first step at here with a browser. And the important thing I think also for something like that is the same type of branding, Firefox Reality. So we know we're custom Firefox, trying to mimic as much of the 2D experience as you can so people are comfortable with it and familiar with it. And it's not this new experience with a huge learning curve for people. And I think that's going to be very important for VR heading forward, is making sure there isn't a ton of learning curve for people and that they can step in and immerse themselves very quickly and easily. So yeah, that's retail, that's travel, and that is internet browsing. All new places where you can experience the latest and greatest in VR technology. If you have the hardware, you can experience the digital world. If you don't have the hardware, go to the Macy's, head to the furniture section, see if you can't go furniture shopping, or buy a first class ticket on Alaska Airlines. With that, this is this week's Tech Talk Tuesday. As a reminder, if you feel that we missed something or if you want us to cover a different story, you can shoot me an email, podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcast. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. All of our shows are available, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever else you get your podcasts and music and whatnot. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week.